Thank you and good morning. The county coroner's office has asked for the public's help in identifying the John Doe who was struck and killed last week after he walked into the southbound traffic lanes on Highway 101. The driver of a sedan was going about 75 miles per hour when she struck the man, who died immediately at the scene. The driver was treated for minor injuries, and despite early indications the pedestrian might be quickly identified, the coroner's office has been unable to make a positive ID. A fingerprint test sent to the FBI lab did not help provide an identification, and the coroner has turned to the public. The victim was an adult white male between 25 to 30 years of age, 5'6 to 5'8, 150 pounds, with brown hair, hazel eyes, and a full beard. He was wearing gray pants, brown boots, a black Giants t-shirt, and a dirty tan coat. Anyone with information about the victim is asked to contact authorities. Firefighters with the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department and the CAL FIRE Fortuna Unit responded to a report of a travel trailer on fire on Riverbar Road near Hydesville on Saturday night. When firefighters reached the scene just south of Highway 36, they found the mobile home fully engulfed in flames. The fire was extinguished within 20 minutes. The mobile home was a total loss, and there were no injuries reported. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. Approximately 2,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers near Hoopa were left without power for 12 hours yesterday after a power pole went down near Hoopa. The outage occurred at just before 6 o'clock, and by 9:30, PG&E work crews were on scene. Power was restored by 6 p.m., but the cause of what brought that power pole down remains unknown. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office continues its investigation into what is described as the suspicious death of a longtime Willits resident. The body of 60-year-old Willits man Mark Terry II was found lying next to a roadside north of Willits. The condition of the body and the location have led detectives to suspect that foul play may have been involved. Mendocino investigators have recovered Terry's red work truck, which was located in Willits. Anyone with information about Terry is asked to contact authorities. A bill authored by Republican State Senator Bob Huff has gained the approval of the State Senate Transportation Committee and now heads to the Budget Committee for hearings. Senate Bill 1397 would allow Caltrans to sell ad space on changeable message signs located near or on state highways. Huff said in a press release that when fully implemented, the ad sales program could generate as much as $200 million per year in revenue for Caltrans, money that could then be used for road maintenance and repair. Huff wants to establish a pilot program to use the changeable signs through a public-private partnership and move to a fully established ad program. A minor 3.4 earthquake rumbled off the coast just north of McKinleyville at 5:30 this morning. The tremor was located 4 miles offshore at a depth of 12 miles. We felt nothing here at the radio station, but if you felt the rumbling, you can always let the Geological Survey know by visiting their website at usgs.gov. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Passengers who use air service to travel to and from Humboldt County have a new option now that Penn Air has opened service from the county airport to Portland with 2 daily flights. The county, along with REDEC, has worked steadily to attract increased air service to the Arcata-Eureka Airport, and REDEC Executive Director Greg Foster spoke about the process on Friday's Talk Shop. Foster said that the new partnership with the county and Penn Air started with a phone call from the airport division's Emily Jacobs.
Really started when Penn Air was looking at Crescent City. And Emily Jacobs, when she found out that Penn Air was going to bid on the Crescent City service, which is federally subsidized, we're not, she called them. And so she stayed in contact with them quite a bit. And they came down and met with her. They came down here a few more times after that in early February, announced that they were going to start the service here on April 21st.
2 flights will depart the airport each morning, the first at 5:30 and the second at 11:15. And Foster said that attracting Penn Air to the airport came down to a successful sales pitch.
So it was individual initiative, you know, making a business case for them, doing the sale and completing the close. You research, you contact, you sell, you establish a relationship, and you close a deal. And that's exactly what happened here. And they're a great little company.
You can hear Greg Foster provide more details and his entire interview on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.